Young Dr. Pusey by David Forrester, beginning to read at page 116. The first promise of moderate Calvinism was belief in the doctrine of total depravity. Its adherents taught that the image of God in man had not been defaced but effaced by the fall. And it naturally followed, therefore, that if man was basically evil, he could do nothing for his own salvation. He could be justified only by faith. God's free gift to his chosen, his heart being totally corrupt, needed the drastic change of conversion before it was suitable for God's service. To the evangelicals, love and mercy were attributes of God, but justice and holiness, inseparable from God's perfection as Almighty, opposed to all moral impurity, were evident characteristics revealed in Scripture. Because God's transcendent holiness was mirrored in the eternal law, as realized in the Ten Commandments and man's conscience, they strived unceasingly to throw men down by the law and to raise them up again by the gospel. This they considered the preaching of the word. It was being driven, as it were, from Sinai to Calvary, that the repentant sinner who experienced conversion came to an understanding of the economy of salvation. Without conversion, the gospel was not fully meaningful, and a man's heart remained unaffected by it. Only Christ had ever satisfied the demands of the law, and to one who was converted, Christ's righteousness became an imputed gift. He was now able to participate in the new covenant, saving faith having come to him through no merit of his own, in a sudden or gradual awakening by means of afflictive providences, preaching, prayer, or Bible study. Justification, however, was not the end of the matter. It was but the serious start of a work which required the whole of life to complete, even though moderate Calvinism usually included the comforting doctrine of final perseverance. Such, very crudely summarized, were the basic doctrinal teachings emphasized by the Anglican evangelicals, and, even in a developed form, they were frequently bitterly criticized. This tenet of justification by faith alone was feared by some, by Pusey's father, for example, as Solifidinianism, the doctrine of election, was thought to weaken man's moral responsibility. Their doctrine of the Holy Spirit, especially in connection with conversion, was distrusted by the opponents of evangelicalism as smacking of enthusiasm. Anglican evangelicals in the main, however, were fully determined to prove that their critics were mistaken. Not only did the sermons usually stress the dangers of antinomianism, but the operations of the Holy Spirit and the connections between faith and holiness were topics treated with especial care. Good works were continually emphasized as the necessary fruits of a faith which justified, and all religious impressions were tested by their scripturalness. Privilege and duty, imputed righteousness and personal obedience, too often laid aside by Protestant extremists, were always preached conjointly by moderate Calvinists. Thus it was that they regarded good works as springing from an internal principle of love in the heart.